This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 7 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All of the conversation, because some of the stuff is really good, some of it's really bad, and some of it is really ugly. And I think you'd like to know we get a little of that, all of those things in this half hour of our Good Day program. Let's start with something good. And it's not good that 47 California deputies failed psychological tests. It is good that somebody in the Alameda County Sheriff's Office was smart enough to strip all those deputies of their guns.
Yeah, that they were noticing this.
Yeah. So 10% of the deputies have some kind of psychological problem. And they took these psychological exams. Now, I can hear police officers saying, those things, they're all prejudiced against us. No, that's not a very intelligent way of looking at them anyway. The psychological exams, there are different. There are good ones and there are bad ones. But we need to know, we the public, need to know that we're safe. And if the psychological test reveals that you are in some way, shape, or form a little out of sorts, then you ought not to have a gun.
Absolutely.
So this came in the wake of a double fatal shooting committed by a former deputy. And so with this, the sheriff's department said, okay, we better check everybody out. And they all got checked out. And the ones who were told that they didn't, what are they going to do then? What kind of service can they do? Or do they just get fired? They wouldn't fire.
No, they're not immediately fired. They're on paid leave, and they do
not
have
suited
to go
for
through
service.
At the time, yes. And they do have to go through speaking with counselors, and there will be another evaluation. And the second evaluation, I believe, will come in a couple months, and it will be a completely different organization that's not even tied to the county sheriff's office where they are. So it will be completely third party. And if any of them are able to heal up from what they've been dealing with and come back, then that's great. And if not, then it hasn't really been released what the next steps would be or how long they would be able to be on paid leave.
Isn't this important? Well, I guess there are two things here, Jay. One of them is something that I have long maintained. I don't know why this isn't done. Every police officer, I think some, in fairness, some service, whether it's state or regional, county, whatever, they have psych tests, and they won't give you a job if you fail to pass the psych test, psych evaluation, I think is probably better. And then,
when you're being hired on, there shouldn't really be necessarily a second chance. But when you are on the job and something happens and that's the cause, that trauma, then I would think that they would want to do everything in their power to help this person heal. And if they are well enough to come back, then awesome. But also the deputy that the shooting was, it was a lover's quarrel. He was 24 years old. And it was a woman and his wife who he was seeing the woman. Apparently, according to his mother, he didn't know she was married, and he ended up turning himself in. But again, these are deputies. These are typically, not that a deputy is necessarily young 20s, but most times they are. And your brain is not fully formed,
22,
fully developed until the age
young
of 25.
To be a responsible peace officer.
But here's the thing. You're not old enough to legally rent a car until you are the age 25.
25.
Yet you're allowed to become a deputy and carry a weapon and do all of that stuff. So they should absolutely 100% do all of these psych evals. And yes, at the beginning, but then also continue through.
There's a lot of stuff that needs to be righted, and that's one of them. Now, I'm trying to figure out with this Texas girl who shot herself and her father, is she 12 or is she 15? I've seen two different renditions of the story.
There were two girls.
Oh.
Yeah, there were two girls.
Well, I guess that's why there's two different stories, two different ages here.
Yeah. The two girls made this pact that they were going to kill their families, including the family pets, and run off together. And the one did shoot her father and then ran out into a street and shot herself. And I don't believe
so the 15-year-old shot the father. The 12-year-old was the one who shot herself. Is that right?
No. The one who shot the father was the same one that shot herself. But then the other one is being taken in for kind of like a collusion of this, a conspiracy to commit these crimes because she backed out, but she was part of the pact.
Wow. What kind of crazy are you growing up around that this is what's on your mind? And this is all kind of stuff. Looks like there's a lot of social media involved in this stuff. This is Weatherford, Texas, which is 235 miles, south, I guess, of Dallas. I don't know where it is. Somewhere. We Texas, a big state. We have five or six stations in Texas. If somebody's got, can quickly, or do we look it up to see where this is? Not that it really makes a difference to the story. It's Parker County. So they planned, the girls apparently planned to murder the father, and then one of them didn't want to go through with it. But the other one did, and that's why he's dead.
Yeah, the pact was to kill their families separately. They weren't in the same location. Kill their families separately, including the family pets, meet up and run off together. One started to go through with it, and then the other one didn't.
Okay, I got some more children in the news. Here, this is a story from Syracuse, New York, where police have arrested one of three young people they suspected was involved in a double homicide, left a small child scarred for life. Investigators say Alexis Sellin and Jamie Crawford shot multiple times in their apartment. Their remains were not found right away. Also in their apartment was their 5-year-old child. Ay, 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 ay.
Left in there for days.
What in the name of God? What? How are you so screwed up that you kill each other and you don't think about the child you brought into the world? And there are all kinds of.
This was a murder. They're looking for suspects.
For the two parents?
It
looked like it was a
murder-suicide.
Yeah, another one of those, but no. I guess it isn't. Okay, so they found...
Yeah, they've already arrested one of
this
the
guy, Jamel Weston. Yeah. He was arrested by Syracuse police, held on... he was being held on narcotics charges, and somehow or other he drifted into being a suspect for this.
Mm-hmm.
Charged with first-degree murder now. Second-degree criminal possession of a weapon. So this guy's in jail, no bond. What was he in jail before? Is that why? What was the motive? It's not clear here what the whole, all the pieces of this, but
yeah,
looks like maybe a robbery or something, robbery, homicide.
Yeah, just this brutal double homicide. He wasn't already in jail. They were able to find him and arrest him, and there's still two suspects that they have not been able to locate.
Yeah. All right, here's a story for all of us to think about, those of us who are around young children. This is a warning from the government. Your children are being targeted with brightly colored, rainbow-colored fentanyl. Why is this stuff even allowed to be produced? Is this black market? Drug companies
This is not being produced legally.
Middle schoolers, these people, what kind of a sick...
Yeah. These drug lords, because they normally just look like little white pills,
candy.
And they can hide along with other medications, and now these drug lords are having them manufactured with these bright colors to garner a new customer base in younger kids. That's just so awful.
These are the people that should be on death row. These are the people that have, you put them in jail, you throw away the key. I've always maintained anybody who's a drug dealer, of all of the various categories of people who belong in jail and never should get out, this should be number one on the list. anybody that sells drugs, especially to youngsters. In jail, never get out, end of story. That's it. You have ruined, you've made a choice. You've not only ruined your life, more importantly, you've ruined other lives. You deserve no consideration. You deserve to be in jail, and that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Done. All right, let's see. Here's a young woman. This is, I like this, all-female flight. Young women are being introduced to STEM careers. 6% of commercial pilots are women. You know that?
Yeah, that's so, so low. For every 100 pilots, only six are female.
Okay. Delta's trying to do something about that with their Women Inspiring the Next Generation program. Interestingly, if you look at the first letters, spells out WING. Their WING program. This is something they've been doing for about 7 years, putting girls on flights manned exclusively by women. So they have an historic flight to talk about this week, potentially lead more than 100 passengers into becoming the next women pilots.
Mm-hmm.
Also, but the STEM stuff is for, what, science? What's technology?
That's the engineering and mathematics.
Mathematics, yeah.
Yeah,
but they have
cool
an A, arts, too. They put arts in there as well now, the STEAM thing.
That's great. And it's cool because it's like this is another, we were talking about one flight going to Hawaii where it's a lengthy flight and the passengers were taught to play the ukulele. And so in this, they're being taught STEM during their flight, but then also the flight is to a STEM camp where they are going to learn more.
Kennedy Space Center.
That's right.
But maybe next week you can go back there again. This week, a little thing called a hurricane blowing through there. But that's a great idea. They're doing this in the service as well. And I think I told you when I went to Baghdad, the women, there was the air transport that we got into Baghdad. It was five of the crew was all five people and they were all women. It was very cool. 18 masks, this is Good Day.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 biggie bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that biggie bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that biggie bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Bro, Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
There's a study that came out this week about the lack of young farmers and how concerning it is for the agricultural industry. The business of farming in many of our Midwestern states contributes billions of dollars to the economy in states, whether it be big ag or local and regional food suppliers, the smaller, medium-sized farmers. The decline is dramatic.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four at the hour now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to check in with social media trending items that are of value in the Doug's Dirt Department. The star, one of the stars of Captain America, Anthony Mackie, is spending his off time repairing roofs in New Orleans, giving back. He started, I guess he grew up there, didn't he, in New Orleans? So he's been back to New Orleans to help rebuild and repair roofs because of the weather, a lot of destructive weather there. He says seeing the community's response, seeing the people in the neighborhoods, mm-hmm. getting back to some sort of normalcy.
Well, and giving back to his hometown. Like,
yeah,
that's just
smart.
So awesome.
He was a roofer himself. His father was a roofer, and he grew up in the trade, so he knows what he's doing. I wonder if he's working with his dad on this stuff. Right?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Well, and it's still so vulnerable, and there's so much destruction there from Ida and Katrina, and how many.
Who'd want to live in the path of all those hurricanes? Right? Think about it.
Yeah, well, the Katrina one, the hurricane wasn't even that bad. It was the fact that the levee broke.
Yeah.
And all of that flooding, and
the worst is that they rebuilt it to be the same as the one that didn't work. That's
terrible
for the government. So anyway, good for him. Anthony Mackie, what role did he play in Captain America? Is he the black guy with the wings? He was the black guy with the ring, right? And I'm not talking about the other, better-known actor.
Don Cheadle's War Eagle.
Cheadle, yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, he
two of them were
is,
good.
Yeah, he's the Falcon.
Yep. All right, Scarlett Johansson, speaking of superheroes, et cetera, has revealed how she and her husband came up with their son's name. Cool name. Kind of reminds me of Jasper, my grandson's name. This kid's name is Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmo. There you go, Cosmo.
Yeah.
This is are they an unlikely couple?
He's
on SNL, and she's a big star.
Well, he's one of the writers, and I don't know, they're both good-looking. They both seem like they have great senses of humor.
They do.
They are absolutely adorable together.
Yeah, they really are.
With their baby's name Cosmo, she said basically that they just threw a bunch of names in a hat and started drawing things out, and that's how Cosmo came to be. And they were like, okay, yeah, it's cool, let's go with it. But calling Joe's mom, I was apparently like, are we set on this? Are we sure about this? And they're like, okay, the baby's here. His name's Cosmo. We've already sent him for the birth certificate. Like, it's done. And then
Sorry, Mom. And
apparently there's a strong Italian presence in their family. And so she started talking to others.
And what, are we talking about Colin Jost's family? Or
Colin Jost. And apparently she started talking to members of their community and with Italian roots. And they were like, Cosimo is an Italian name. Cosmo with an I in there.
Yeah.
And it's the nickname is Cosmo. And they're like, we have an Uncle Cosmo. She's like, apparently Cosmo's not that, it's a pretty normal in the Italian community. Yeah. So I'm okay with it now. And gave her blessing, and they're kind of like, we don't need your blessing. Our kid's name is Cosmo.
Yeah, that's cool. Is she pregnant again? Did I see that somewhere?
Lively is pregnant again. I haven't seen anything one way or the other about Scarlett Johansson.
All right. To be determined, if you will, 28 at the hour here on Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian weakened into a Category 1 hurricane late Wednesday, but officials say it remains a dangerous storm as waters begin to recede in some areas. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is heading towards Florida's northeast Atlantic coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
It's been that surge that has been the biggest issue and the flooding that has resulted.
2.5 million homes are without power this hour in the state of Florida. The DEA announced it has confiscated more than 36 million lethal doses of the drug fentanyl in multiple states over a five-month period. The drug busts were part of the DEA's One Pill Can Kill initiative. In baseball, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run of the season on Wednesday night, tying the longtime American League record set by Roger Maris back in 1961. Lance Pry, USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a fellow who donated a fossil that he found. He was hiking. This fossil apparently is like 50,000 years old. Bada boom, older than me. He says, money isn't everything. Good for you, sir.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All the good stuff is here, 34 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What you need to know today, the facts about important stories, people, events, and then what perhaps you need to think about those things. I've been reviewing what's going on with the army over in Ukraine. The Ukrainians seem to have professional soldiers these days, and the new army from Russia has people that hold guns. They don't have any ammo, so you got a gun, they don't have any ammo. You get any shot at, then what happens? There's just a lot of bodies piling up over there on the battlefields. What is this craziness?
It's awful.
And the Russians have to be coming to their senses about this. You know, it's craziness. So hopefully the Russians en masse will see the light soon and fix their problem by getting rid of Putin. There was a picture I saw of a Russian reservist leaving behind his wife. He just got married, and all of his relatives are crying. It doesn't make a difference what country you're in. You can see this, you know, any time there's a war going on and and people are not supporting it, so they conscript soldiers, bring them in, and they become cannon fire. The old Soviet war songs that you can, there's a, there are three or four really good Soviet war songs that are in The Hunt for Red October. You know that movie about the big submarine, Sean Connery?
I've heard of it. I'm familiar with it. I've yet to see it.
Great movie. Great movie. There's some really, Scott Glenn, it plays very, very good in it. And there's, well, the fact, it was really the first big role for Alec Baldwin, and he did it very well. He's changed his, he looks so different now. That movie was shot in 1988. And he talks about working with Sean Connery and what that was like in his career. Imagine you're a young kid and you have a big role in a movie with a guy like,
so iconic.
Like Sean Connery. Right. By the way, there is a rumor floating around, maybe you can check it out, that that Alec Baldwin, Sean Connery's not going to be charged with anything because he's quite dead. The Alec Baldwin rust caper, there are some who are saying, and maybe this is just social media BS, that he's going to be charged in the murder of the
could
woman
be.
Who's...
This comes from the Santa Fe DA's office. They're saying that up to four people, including Alec Baldwin, might end up facing charges in the rust shooting. They're still investigating.
Yeah, but on what basis, I guess, would be... The question, huh? Think about it. What do we know
liable,
now?
Even though, regardless of the fact that he pulled the trigger, and even if that was an accident, he was one of the producers and one of the people in charge on the film, and I think that they are looking at the people who are in charge, who were supposed to be keeping things safe, and the kind of producer he was more of like... I think just helping to bring in money, but that still goes to show that if you're involved in something and you are one of the bosses, technically, you should know what everything is, what's going on with everything.
Well, the buck stops here is the old sign that was on Harry Truman's desk. I guess that with me, like here in this program with me, the buck stops with me. If it doesn't work, if there's a problem, people don't call James, even though it's probably his fault. They call me, right? And I have to fix it. They'll call you. They call me. And that's the way, I guess, if you're in charge and you expect to reap the benefits of being the big boss, you're right, then that's what happens.
Yeah, and let's be honest, it's not murder. It was not murder. There were no ill intentions, but that doesn't mean it wasn't manslaughter.
Yep. Well, it's something to talk about other than the political climate that we're in. I was just looking at a review of how contentious and volatile things are and how extreme. The candidates for both major parties and major elected offices have committed to spending $6.7 billion on radio and television between now, over the course of the election process from the beginning of the year until now. $6.7 billion for the kind of discourse that you and I, the taxpayer, the voter, are burdened with? And what are you doing? Is it just because the education? See, I think there's a collusive sort of thing here. I get cynical and I start thinking about how bad our system is, the educational system, how much better it is than many other countries, but still it doesn't serve the needs of the people because we aren't really being taught what we need to know to be functioning as a participating member of society, right? There are people who disagree. Well, it's more important to have this, more important to have that. Nothing's more important. I couldn't disagree with you more. Nothing is more important than understanding how things work. And the government, if it doesn't work, nothing really works. And we can see every day in every way all around us. It doesn't take more than 7 or 8 minutes of quick study to see, even if you came from, the planet Maroon, wherever you come from, you see the dysfunction here. And
there's always so many, like, quote-unquote quick fixes, or they're putting a Band-Aid over things. There's no fixing the root of problems anymore.
Not without paying closer attention to it than you do. Okay, so let's see. Next week, the 1st of October, shall we wait till then to come up with Halloween costume ideas?
Ooh.
Or do,
do you know
wait
what you
until...
are going to be for Halloween?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to be asleep for Halloween. I don't have... the door is closed and locked and the lights are off. I'm not going to contribute to the delinquency of a minor, the sweet... sugary things that they serve those youngsters. Those poor kids don't have a chance. Their teeth will all rot out of their head. I'll save the M&Ms for myself, thank you.
There you go, saving one child at a time.
That's right.
Eating the candy yourself.
That's right. I'm saving those kids from a fate worse than death.
You are a hero and a martyr, sir.
That is. That's it. I'm the good guy. Speaking of good guys, the mayor of Philadelphia, this is good news. I look at it as good news anyway, has issued a new ban on guns at most city-owned property. Parks, pools, recreation area, schools. No guns, no deadly weapons, indoor, outdoor recreation spaces. Doesn't make any difference. Basketball courts, it's off limits because there have been 400 homicides in Philadelphia this year.
Wow.
Guess how many there have been in Chicago this year?
2,000. 12,000.
No, it's about, last time I looked, and it was a couple of weeks ago, it was 680-something.
Oh.
So every weekend, we can figure it out how many weeks we have in the year so far. We're in week number 34.
So Philadelphia is that close to Chicago in homicides?
Yeah,
I thought that
crazy.
Chicago was like...
way off the charts.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing. And then the feds will tell you, well, it's not as bad as it was last year, at least as far as total numbers are concerned. But I'd say 400 in the city or 600 or even... I've done many difference. One's too many. Right? Well, what's the... How do you come up with... How do you tell somebody whose family member was murdered that a certain number of murders is okay?
Yeah.
Who thinks like that?
Not as bad as in some it's still not good enough.
All right, here's a newly elected mayor. Situation unavoidable, apparently, in Georgia. Killed in a motocross accident.
Oh, yeah, this is sad.
Perry Bell, the mayor for the city of White, died while competing in an event at Lazy River Motocross near Dalton, 54 years old. Blunt force trauma, crashed his bike, was hit by another rider. Ooh.
Yeah, he was on a jump, and when he crashed, the rider that was right behind him, they couldn't see, and there was no opportunity to stop or divert, and they went right into him as well. And just, he's only 54 months into being the mayor. And this is right outside of Atlanta.
Oof. Well, that stuff's dangerous. The more I see people on motorcycles, because, you know, I drive a lot. I'm around here and there doing things on the farm, before the farm, and I travel from one end of the state to another. Last week I was in Connecticut and Rhode Island picking up stuff for the farm, and it was pouring rain. That's how I got a quick cold. Because I sat in the truck for 4.5 hours just soaking wet. But I'm in this pouring rainstorm driving maybe 20, 25 miles an hour. You can't see anything in front of you. This idiot on a motorcycle goes by me like I'm standing still in the pouring rain. How often
nobody taught them about hydroplaning.
Well, yeah, there's that. But there's also what, you know, the fact that these accidents are caused, there have been so many motorcycle accidents that have happened this year, and whether it's a motorcycle or whether it's a regular car or truck, whatever it is, if you're driving too fast and you cause an accident, you deserve to go to jail. Somebody's got to pay for what your thoughtlessness, and it needs to be you. After all, think about it this way. If you're not hurt, good, that's fine, but if you destroy your car, somebody else's car, who knows how many. Some of these, we all see these on the highway, these chain reaction wrecks where a number of cars. So somebody, whoever
the
starts it,
yeah.
And then after that, the traffic is held up for hours cars, trucks are running, wasting fuel. Your life is passing by you while you just sit there because some idiot was so GD selfish. He wanted to drive faster than anybody else. He wanted to be there first. Causes the accident. Not paying attention. Who knows? Maybe on their phone? It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Or just not paying attention because they are... I'm a big believer that every so many years we should have to go sit in even like a 1 or 2 hour driving course where you get the refresher of everything. Yeah. And then every so many years, but that's like a further period, you have to go take a test again. Whether yeah. it's a written test or and then another amount of years, you have to take the in-car driving test because sometimes people forget. I had a ticket and I went to court and because I didn't have I really didn't have anything on my record, I was told by the judge that if I went to this driving course, the ticket would be expunged and everything. I wouldn't have to pay a fee or a fine and I went. And there were things that I was never even taught and I was trained by professional driving instructors, things that I totally forgot and it made me think like, well, how many other people have forgotten this stuff about not going too close to each other
use it
in the car?
Like a muscle.
Yeah.
If you don't use the skill, it goes away.
It goes away. How to properly drive through a traffic circle. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, I remember the first time I drove around what they call a roundabout in England, I went the wrong way. And, you think about that. It's great training. I've never forgotten that experience, and I always think about it when I go into a roundabout. And more traffic circumstances these days have a roundabout built into them. That's a great idea, Jay. Thank you for bringing it up. 48 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesdays bring us in person, live and lively, the wonderful Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show with lots of info about pets, little things to celebrate, like the fact that wolves were man's best friend before dogs were man's best friend. Do you know that, according to the scientists?
I did know that. Absolutely. Huh. Right. Some things I do know. Not a lot, but things I do. If it doesn't walk upright, I know about it.
All right. So there. That's not news there. Here's the story of a police dog that saved 38 lives during his 8-year career. Honored for bravery. And now he got the Thin Blue Paw Award at a big celebration last week. And now he gets to play on the beach. German Shepherd. Isn't that what most of them are?
It's interesting. I was just talking yesterday to someone from the Department of Homeland Security, a canine officer, and I said, you know, when I was training, all we had were mostly shepherds is what we used. And I said, but now I'm seeing the Belgian Malinois as the common breed.
So what is it?
Actually, Belgian Malinois.
What the heck is
actually
that?
Much more common than German shepherds among police departments, military.
What do they look like, Warren?
They
kind of
look like we were joking that they look like a yellow shepherd. They're kind of like shepherd-looking, but basically one color. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm surprised you don't know, but the Belgian Malinois is probably now the number one dog being trained for military, police department, security work. Yeah.
Huh. What was it you were telling me before you went on the air? Is it a green dog? There's a new kind of a green dog? What are you talking about?
Every once in a while, something catches my eye. It says, a French bulldog owned by an Alabama dog owner recently gave birth to a green puppy. There were two puppies. One was green. But here's the bottom line. I didn't know this either. He thought the color was dirt. It would wash off, and it didn't wash off. Light-colored puppies can be colored green when they come into contact with something called Belverdin, a green pigment found in bile as it mixes with the amniotic fluid from the mother's dog's placenta. Listen to what I'm saying here. While it essentially dyes the animal's fur in the womb, it eventually will fade. So the dog is actually born green, but it will fade after a while. So a green dog. How about that?
Green dog.
Yeah.
Here's the story of a dog owner who was shocked to find out that her pet was the brother of one of the Queen's corgis. I thought they were all exclusively bred for the queen. Apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, right? It's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even these types of corgis. The queen had the what's called the cardigan corgi, which has a tail. Then there's the Pembroke corgi, which you got to be careful kissing at night because it has a little stub. So if it's dark, you never know which end you're kissing. But the great breed of dog, by great breed of dog, by the way.
There's a visualization for you.
That's a problem
be
with dogs with short tails.
The end of the dog you kiss in the middle of the night. There we go. That's a very good word.
I've been doing this for a while, Doug.
Yes, I know you have.
But no, a dog with a short tail, you don't know which end you kiss it, man. Come on, stop.
There you go. Stop sleeping with that dog. I actually have a dog with a short tail, and I know which end of her I'm kissing at night. I look for other things besides that what you're describing there. Here's the story of a 100-year-old woman who just adopted an 11-year-old dog. How about that? Senior match time. A 100-year-old California resident. Loved numerous pets over her years. But she's now, and her husband had 8 Pekingese dogs. He died. She had she just adopted 11-year-old Chihuahua named Gucci in Moss Beach. Where's Moss Beach? I don't know where that is.
I don't even know. I think it's so good for seniors to have pets, but again, you have to take into consideration that the senior is going to cross over in not too distant future. So what happens to the pet at that point? So as long as you have a living trust or specifically have someone, we'll talk about that in the future, setting up a living trust, because that's critical to make sure that your dog or cat or whatever pet.
Why don't you talk about it now? We got time.
I have a living trust for my pets. In other words, if God forbid something were to happen to me and Denise, someone else would get my house and my dogs and the $5 I have in the bank. So the bottom...
have that $5?
Yeah, you can have it. The bottom line is it's so critical because so many dogs... And what really gets to me, Doug, is when there's a family member that passes or crosses the bridge and the rest of the family takes their dog or their cat and brings it to a shelter. I've seen it so many times and it makes me crazy.
Right.
Don't they realize that the personality of that pet is part of the personality of the people that they just bury? How can you just...
I remember we talked here once about a fella dying and the family put his dog to sleep so he could be with him in the next world. So they buried him or cremated him together. I don't know how old the dog was.
I've heard that story before.
Remember that story?
Some people would say, rather than have my dog go to a shelter or whatever, I would rather have my dog euthanized when I die.
Yeah.
Make a living trust, but set it up legally. A living trust will make sure that the pet will go on without you.
Great sage advice from the sage on the pet show, Warren Eckstein, here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.